This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That, of course, is health. And I am so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, host of the program, helping you to better understand how to become your own best doctor most of the time. Speaking of people gathering in large numbers in places on the internet, oh my gosh, this last week through email, I received a lot of emails from listeners and people hitting my website asking me to give to them a list of symptoms of what they can expect if they have Omicron. The COVID-19 variant, that's the prevailing variant right now, the one that is more transmissible, the one that took over for the Delta variant, the one that's not as risky as the previous, the Delta. And these people wanted to know what the most common symptoms are if they had or if they get the Omicron variant. And then I discovered that it was actually a trending question, number two trending question on the internet, the same. So inquiring minds want to know, and we will deliver on that. So if that is of interest to you, here it is. Hopefully you won't have to worry about it and you will dodge the bullet, but that's unlikely because even finally the government is even admitting that every single person, man, woman, and child, will eventually get or contract some type of COVID infection, whether it be Omicron or the next iteration, variation, variant. It's going to happen. Just like the common cold, influenza, everybody's going to get it, you're going to get over it, and you'll be better off with natural immunity for that. But the common symptoms of the current COVID infection that is like wildfire, taking people down, the vaccinated, and especially the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The symptoms of it, however, include many of those that also were around with the legacy or the alpha, the delta, and the other variants that have already passed, including sneezing, headache, runny nose, sore throat, and fatigue. Those are the main ones that we're now seeing in people. The primary symptoms of those people who start or develop the COVID Omicron infection. Now, the lesser symptoms, which people are not reporting as much these days because Omicron is the prevailing infection, crowding out the Delta. Those other symptoms that are less often are people losing their sense of smell and taste, having a deep cough, because we know that the Omicron infection primarily stays in the upper respiratory system, doesn't evade into the lung. And there's always exceptions to that rule because, I mean, even the common cold can kill somebody if they are compromised to begin with and they don't pay attention to resting and getting fluids and doing other things to help themselves recover. Or influenza, the flu. But we see less commonly symptoms like loss of sense of smell and taste, cough, fever, the chills and the shivers. We see that less often with the prevailing Omicron COVID situation right now. And even in the past, we have discussed this on the program, some of the more rare symptoms that were reported, and some are still being reported in people with long COVID, hair loss. And if you do develop symptoms like gray lips or discolored lips or discolored skin or nails, that is a rare situation, but it's also extremely risky, and that is something that requires go to the emergency room right away. Same with chest pain, shortness of breath, more rare, not as likely to happen with the current Omicron. You're going to get symptoms with this Omicron infection, similar to a common cold, mostly. And there's also the distinction often between, let's say, if because we are in flu season right now, we're in cold season right now, and of course it's been ongoing for the last 2 years, and we've been in COVID season. That seems to be on the docket for in perpetuity. Let's hope not, but that's the way it's rolling right now. But one way to distinguish, if you ever want to distinguish or need to distinguish between whether you have a viral coronavirus, let's say the common cold, versus a influenza flu situation, I have found over the years our patients who've come into the office who have had colds versus flu, one very distinct symptom that's different in them. People who have the common cold would sneeze a lot, whereas people who have true influenza or the flu, not as much sneezing. The sneezing is just not there. Oh, yeah, they may get chills and digestive symptoms, you know, stomach pain and sometimes nausea and all that, but sneezing is not often there in a person with flu compared to somebody who has the common cold. So you see you can see the distinction, and you can also see similarity. So I wanted to put that out there because it is something that right now is on the minds of a lot of people inquiring about this. Now, coming up on the program today, we have got a lot of data to cover here. So much important information to bring you up to speed with, and information you may not learn about anywhere else. So stick around, because today, if you miss a little, you'll miss a lot. We don't want that. We want you to be up on top of this situation, all of it, COVID and otherwise. And we're not going to stick to just COVID here either, by the way. We're going to also direct you to an amazing online calculator that can actually predict your life expectancy. No, really. Now, the United States ranks an embarrassing 46th in longevity, according to the United Nations Population Division. Once again, being told that the United States has the best healthcare system in the entire world is a yoke, folks. It is ridiculous. When I hear it out of commentators. There's one that I hear it out. He's got a cable TV show, very popular cable TV show, and a radio show every single day. And I hear that coming out of his mouth. And I like his show. I mean, he's got a lot of good information. I agree with a lot of what he says, but this is like completely off the rail, wrong. We are not the healthiest nation far and away just the opposite of that. And it's because we dedicate ourselves to fixing stuff once it breaks. It's always about reactive care as opposed to proactive, preventive care. But again, there's gold in them darrails. Once we decide we're going to not bankrupt our economy, we're going to eventually turn the corner down the road. It may not happen in my lifetime, but maybe it'll happen in my children's or grandchildren's lifetime, that where we actually start paying attention to educating people about how to stay healthy and not get sick in the first place. They don't need crisis management, and therefore our economy is not throwing so much money at it. But again, that's just my wishes for the future. So we'll see what happens with respect to that, but we're going to direct you to this calculator that will help you understand if you're going to make it until age 85, age 95, or even 100. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up on the show today, because this is based on algorithms. All you have to do is just punch in your age and your sex. That's it. And they will tell you. The amazing online calculator predicts your life expectancy. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the show rolls on. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Thank you so much for tuning into the program today, and a special thank you to our regular listeners who continue to help this health radio talk show grow by telling everybody you know about the program so they can tune in as well. And a simple way to refer people is jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now. And or if you don't know it, listen to the breaks, and usually they'll give a station ID. And then look at the frequency on the radio dial you're listening to. Is it an AM or an FM station? And what time of the day? And then just pass that on to as many people as you can, and they will absolutely appreciate it just like you do. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about a couple of experts, several experts. One is the inventor of the COVID vaccine technology, the mRNA vaccines. I'm going to be talking about the inventor, the guy that was substantially responsible for bringing that vaccine technology to fruition. He is pretty upset about, and he claims that the government, our government, is manipulating vaccine data with respect to adverse events caused by the vaccines, whether that be hospitalization, whether that be Bell's palsy or Guillain-Barré's disease or death, and many other problems associated with people receiving these vaccines. He believes that our government, the U.S. government, is manipulating, downplaying the extent to which these adverse reactions are occurring and happening. So we'll get to that. But speaking of statistics, I heard something that just about dropped me out of my chair, and we're going to play it in a little bit here, about Bill Maher, the comedian, complaining about something that I think you'll find interesting. But hey, by the way, what did you think about the Supreme Court decision? We have a health poll question. We'd love to get your opinion of what happened at the level of the Supreme Court. There's a poll question on my website at drbob.com. Be sure to spell out the word doctor. drbob.com. The health poll question is, the Supreme Court blocks the Biden workplace vaccine mandate. The question, did the Supreme Court get it right? Or B, did they get it wrong? You have those choices this last week based on the Supreme Court voting 6-3 judges to block or deny employers who have all employers who have, and those who were on the docket to have their employees be forced into or losing their employment, their job, their livelihood, 100 employees, but in this case, they stopped the whole thing. Now, obviously, the other part of it did not go so well. That is for government workers who are on Medicaid and Medicare will be, unfortunately, required with the mandate to be vaccinated, or if they choose to fire them, they can. And that's sad. But hopefully that will, down the road, get changed as well. So the poll question on my site is the following. Did the Supreme Court, A, they got it right, or B, got it wrong? Please vote on that at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. We'll have the results next week on that. Now, Bill Maher. I don't often agree with a lot of stuff that he's a very funny guy as a comedian. There's no question about it. I've seen him in person, and he is hilarious. And humor is a good thing most of the time. But this, I ran across an audio clip of Bill Maher complaining about his fellow Democrats. But it was with respect to what's going on with COVID and how Democrats and Republicans, how they perceive the data, the information coming out, and how they digest it, and how they believe or not believe it, or how they know it or not know it. So I wanted to play this short audio clip of Bill Maher, the comedian who has his own talk show, and him complaining, railing on his fellow Democrats. Here it is. Go.
But what about liberals? You know, the high information by the science people. In a recent Gallup survey, Democrats did much worse than Republicans in getting the right answer to the fundamental question, what are the chances that someone who gets COVID will need to be hospitalized? The answer is between 1 and 5%. 41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% put the chances at 20 to 49. So almost 70% of Democrats are wildly off on this key question and also have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. All of which explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states. So if the right-wing media bubble has to own things like climate change denial, shouldn't liberal media have to answer for, how did your audience wind up believing such a bunch of crap about COVID?
Well, there you have it. All right, we're done with that. Bill Maher, the comedian, complaining about how his fellow liberals consume and or regurgitate or not information about COVID. And then this regarding experts. We're talking about people that are should know about this. The inventor, the guy who actually brought to this mRNA technology that brought us COVID-19 or brought us the COVID vaccines, is complaining. He believes, and I mean, we're talking about Dr. Robert Malone. I've quoted him on the show before. We played audio clips of him as well. The inventor of the modern mRNA vaccines, Dr. Robert Malone. He's a vaccinologist, a epidemiologist, expert in this area. Recently accused the U.S. government via the CDC, because that's how the U.S. government gets information, is out of the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Manipulation, quasi-prevention. He's saying that the CDC is manipulating vaccine data to mask the huge number of deaths and adverse events that are directly linked to today's COVID vaccines. Now, this again, keep in mind, this is a guy who brought this technology to the forefront, Dr. Robert Malone. Look it up. Vaccine Safety Research Foundation founder and executive director Steve Hirsch agrees, estimating that a staggering 150, these are his figures now, a staggering 150 to 300,000 deaths in the U.S. have been caused by the COVID jabs, the COVID injections. The Vaccine Research Foundation founder and executive director, Stephen Kirsch, is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur and philanthropist who founded the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund at the onset of the COVID-19. The organization has funded research showing promising results in something called fluoxamine as an early treatment, as a therapeutic of COVID-19 in a study that eventually was featured on 60 Minutes. Today, Mr. Kirsch leads the VSRF, the Vaccine Research Foundation, an organization focused on utilizing advancements in scientific inquiry to the end of the pandemic. Now, I'm not a fan of this using fluoxamine. I'm a fan of using anything that works, that doesn't kill the patient, you know, benefit versus risks. But I think there are other options beyond this, because this fluoxamine is a select serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug that has been used for obsessive compulsive disease and depression. I think there are other options like tryptophan, L-tryptophan, an amino acid, and St. John's wort, and saffron. Natural ways to manage these things beyond having to use other pharmacologics, which can then create a risk of suicidality. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. We appreciate that. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got a special guest coming up next hour with a fascinating topic that everybody needs to hear about, they can benefit by. Stick around for that. And we'd love to get your opinion on this week's health poll question that we have based on the decision that came out of the Supreme Court this last week regarding vaccine mandates. The question: did the Supreme Court, A, got it right, B, got it wrong? Please vote on that on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. Now, before we took that break, we were talking about Dr. Robert Malone, an epidemiologist, medical doctor, an expert in this area, obviously, since he is the fellow who helped bring the doctor, the scientist who brought the mRNA vaccine technology to the forefront. And he now is decrying that the government and accusing our own government of manipulating vaccine data, claiming that the death rate is actually much, much higher than what is being reported out of the VARS
vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is a self-reporting system. And part of the problem with that, we've been talking about that VARS system, a system set up by our own government, overseen by the FDA, the CDC, and NIH, I believe. They monitor it, but they realize there's shortcomings in gathering that kind of data and information, in that a very small amount of these things actually get reported. And he recognizes that as a scientist. And so does Mr. Kirst, this guy that's running the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. They are claiming that the death rate is much higher in response to people receiving the vaccines. And we've reported on that on this radio show in the past. We've told you that there have been more people who have lost their lives in response to receiving a COVID vaccine than all the other vaccines over the last 30 years. Now, that is in and of itself kind of mind-boggling. But at the same time, the legacy organism, the original COVID infection, the alpha strain, was also extremely brutal, as we all know, taking the lives of many people in the early part of 2020, the first quarter or so. And then it started to actually phase out at that point. And then things started to unravel in another direction as far as the variants go. But in this case, and I'm keeping a close eye on this information, how this is going to roll out, I don't know. But I've seen these numbers, and some of these numbers are absolutely mind-boggling. They are, as to the claims that some of these medical doctors and scientists are making, that the government, CDC, through the CDC, is really who's doing this. And we know from past activities that the CDC has done a lot of underhanded, scurrilous information it has put forward and tried to manipulate things, almost like, who are they protecting anyway, besides the pharmaceutical companies who are making these vaccines? And those who are profiting through all of this fear and anxiety and change that's going on in our society, in our world. Here's something else. Studies are showing that vaccinated people are more likely to catch COVID than the unvaccinated currently. Now, I want to drop this in at this point because it's necessary. Because a first-time person listening into this show, and we have a lot of first-time listeners into the show, thanks to you, might have the idea that I'm trying to steer you away from getting a vaccine, a COVID vaccine, whether it be the first shot, the second shot, a third shot, a booster, or boosters down the road, which is what we're looking at now. Even in Israel, they're talking about a fourth shot right now. I am neither trying to steer you toward getting a vaccine or away from a vaccine. That's a decision you will have to make, gathering all the data that you have available to you, which is a lot, and then make a decision. And whatever decision you make, I completely support that decision. It's your health, your decision to make. I don't believe in mandates. And I was glad, personally, to see what the Supreme Court did this last week. But again, that's something you'll have to decide on. But studies show vaccinated people are more likely to catch COVID than unvaccinated. Several European countries have recently reported higher COVID infection rates in fully vaccinated people. So the question is, why would it be any different in Europe than it is here in the United States? Why do we get completely different numbers, different statistics than they are reporting out of Europe? Here we go. Vaccinated people are more likely than unvaccinated people to catch COVID-19, and particularly the Omicron variant, according to new European data. A study just released within the last 2 weeks by Danish researchers found that people with two doses, two different separate vaccines of an mRNA COVID vaccine, have a higher likelihood of catching the Omicron variant that's in the United States right now heavily than those without receiving anything, the unvaccinated. Based on the Danish nationwide data, Pfizer's shot dropped below 50% efficacy against the variant Omicron after 3 to 5 months. The effectiveness of the Moderna jab similarly fell around 50% in the same time frame. Now, it has been stated many times that unless a vaccine has at least, and the higher the better, at least a 50% efficacy, that it's pretty much worthless. Kind of like the seasonal flu that is miscalculated a lot, and it just doesn't work. But they tell you to keep taking it anyway. It's better than nothing. We got no game, so take it anyway. Now, the findings reflect real-world data from across Europe. A recent UK, United Kingdom government survey of Omicron cases reported that residents with 1, 2, or 3 COVID shots all had higher infection rates of Omicron than the unvaccinated, with a more than 6 times higher rate among people, even with a booster. And so the question again begs to be asked, why is it so different in Europe than it is here in the United States with all these reports coming in out of the UK, out of Danish researchers and so forth? Well, maybe Dr. Robert Malone's assertion that the CDC and our government are manipulating these numbers to bolster their where they've dug in, and they don't want to change their opinion. But it looks like it's softening these days. They see the reality. Everybody's getting the infection, even though they've been jammed with the jab a lot. We'll have more of this when we come back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Staying on top of statistics with respect to COVID, it does spin my head right around because there's so much of it, and I hope to one day get completely away from it and back on my normal schedule of a variety of health-related topics, and I hope you will bear with me for those of you who have as much battle fatigue about this as I do. But we were talking during that last break about the studies showing how vaccinated people are more likely to catch COVID than the unvaccinated people. This is information out of several European countries. That's what they're reporting. It's not me reporting. It's several European countries reporting it. UK and various other countries are saying this, but yet we are not getting that messaging here in the United States, which is amazing. What we're getting is that we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, is that not true? Well, cut number three here. Alex.
And this is why it's so important to get these vaccines, because when you're unvaccinated, you can catch COVID, spread it, and die from it. But when you're vaccinated, you can catch COVID, spread it, and die from it, but you're vaccinated. You're vaccinated.
Yeah, you're vaccinated. It says pretty much all of it. Now, there was also an interesting compilation of data. There was a news commentator, a female news commentator, throwing it off to another research reporter who went out and gathered information about vaccine side effects. If you don't believe Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, and you don't agree with him about his assertion that the damage, death, and disability rates are much higher than what the CDC is reporting. If you disagree with him and many other medical doctors and epidemiologists who are looking at the statistics, listen to this particular assessment. It's cut number four. Go.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans are reporting strange and troubling side effects after getting injected with the coronavirus vaccine. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
946,000. That's a big number. 946,000. The left is doing everything they can to discredit this number, but the fact is that's how many people have suffered serious side effects or even died after getting injected with the COVID vaccine. And what's worse, not only does the vaccine appear to be useless against the virus, but people who do get injected seem to be much, much worse off than those who remain unvaccinated. This is official data from the UK government, which recorded deaths from COVID between August 16th and December 5th, a 16-week period. Now just take a look at this graph, as reported by the Daily Exposé, which shows 286% more deaths from COVID among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. That's far beyond any margin of error. And if this data is accurate, would suggest that getting the vaccine means you're much more likely to die from COVID than if you don't get vaccinated. But what happens if you don't die? Well, according to the U.S. government's own data, reported by Health and Human Services, over 100,000 people have required hospitalizations after getting the vaccine. And these aren't just nameless figures on a page. They're real people. Like Angelia DeSalle of Louisiana, a mother who had no prior conditions before she got the vaccine. This is her today. She can barely stand up and is riddled with neurological tremors, which doctors say is directly caused by the vaccine. It's the same story for Sean Skelton of Indiana, a mother with no prior conditions who has been debilitated after getting Pfizer's injection. It was even worse for Jumai Nachi of Minnesota, who got fully vaccinated got COVID anyway, and then had to watch in horror as doctors amputated both of her legs and then both of her hands as well. And then there's Maddie DeGaray, the 13-year-old girl from Ohio who is now paralyzed from the waist down, needs a feeding tube, and can't control her own bodily functions. And we're not talking about just a few cases here and there. In Vietnam, the local CDC has halted the use of a batch of Pfizer's vaccines after more than 120 children had to be hospitalized for severe reactions to the injections. These children experienced symptoms like nausea, high fever, as well as difficulty even breathing. And in another nearby district, three children even died after getting the vaccine. But for a lot of people, tens of thousands, the side effects from the vaccine simply mean death.
Now, I want to let you know that his comment about the left and or Bill Maher, the comedian's comment about Republicans and Democrats on this radio show are a little atypical. We do not go there and try to tie this show into any particular party affiliation, whether it be conservatives or liberals or moderates. It's not part of the show. It never has been. It won't be. However, I certainly have spoken about and analyzed the health of, gosh, a whole bunch of presidents over my radio broadcast career, which spans 40 plus years. And of course, when I do that, when there's a candidate who's got some health-related issue, I usually get vile emails from people. I mean, just nasty emails saying, oh, I knew you were up! And then expletive with either a left or right connotation behind it. No, not that. And also, I apologize, he was talking about graphs and you couldn't view and people you couldn't view. It was the audio that was most important. All right, I'll come back with finishing comments. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. TELOS95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back. And you know the one thing about the website that's really nice is that by Friday of each week, you can hit the site and read what I'm going to be talking about on the show, so that you can see if there's a topic or a subject that is of interest to you, or if there's any health-related poll questions. This kind of like gives you a preview, a teaser of what we're going to be talking about, hitting that site on Fridays. Not just the news that we incorporate into the site, which is extensive. News from around the globe you will find there on the site itself. Now, there is a health poll question if you're just tuning into the program on the drbob.com site, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. The health poll question is related to the Supreme Court Biden workplace vaccine mandate. The question, did the Supreme Court, A, did they get it right, or B, did they get it wrong? I'd love to get your opinion of that. Because, I mean, we were talking about statistics just a moment ago related to COVID, and everybody's kind of confused about it, right?
This is why it's so important to get these vaccines, because when you're unvaccinated, you can catch COVID, spread it, and die from it. But when you're vaccinated, you can catch COVID, spread it, and die from it, but you're vaccinated. You're vaccinated.
Yes, you are vaccinated, nonetheless. Now, when we talk about a problem, we like to plug in the solution, and we have been doing just that since the beginning of the pandemic. We were talking about the importance of keeping your nutrient status high in the areas of vitamin C. We like quercetin. That has to be there. That's almost like a poor man's ivermectin. Quercetin, vitamin C. Vitamin D, absolutely essential. Our genes require it to fight viruses. And zinc, to reduce the replication process within viral activity in the human body. A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Absolutely quintessential. From there, we roll to the oregano by North American Herb and Spice, the P73 super strength. That must be on your list. That will decimate viral activity in the human body. Oregano by North American Herb and Spice, their P73. Garlic. We love the aged garlic extract, the chiolic. We know that the nasal spray is very important to hit it because that's where all the germs live, is in the back of your nasal cavity. We like Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Rescue Nasal Spray. We love iodine. We love melatonin. Probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, NAC. Black elderberry, andrographis. You see, we've got a lot of choices here, and they all work, and there's no adverse side effects. People get better. That's what matters. We'll be right back with our special guest. Don't go anywhere, and we have other information before the guest. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with Can-See Eye Drops. I personally use Can-See Eye Drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.